Welcome to Your Journey to Greatness Through Routine, a podcast designed to help you build a success routine. My name is Michelle Steffes, and I'm author of the book, and I'm excited to come to you today with more insights and ideas to accomplish your success routine, because it's not the big things we do, but the little things we do every day that make the biggest difference. So let's get on with the podcast. Welcome back to the third in this series on motivating your remote teams. And yesterday we got into a pretty deep discussion about the importance of helping to stay connected with your team, to make them feel valued and worthy, and, you know, to give yourself a sense of connection if you're an entrepreneur, or, you know, maybe you're in business for yourself in some way, or maybe you're just a person working from home, but you don't really have a lot of team support. You don't want to get into isolation. So we talked a lot about that. And I want to kind of piggyback yesterday with a little bit more information now on the video side of things. Now, before you turn away and say, well, I don't like video, I keep my video off because I like my privacy, let me just explain a few important things. First of all, research shows that more than half of human communication is nonverbal. So when you don't get to see someone in the office every day or at work every day, having any type of visual clue to what someone is thinking is essential. And, you know, oftentimes we can be misconstrued, or perhaps we don't understand what somebody else is saying because we can't see their verbal cues. But there's another piece to this, and it's important that people realize that, you know, that video camera, it really does create a different kind of connection. And if you can look at it this way too, and I've mentioned this before in previous podcasts, I think one most recently too that I shared this, is, you know, it kind of keeps us in account, and we want to look nice. So if you put on a little bit of, I don't know if you're a female, put on a little makeup, fix your hair up nice or whatever, male or female, whatever, you know, doesn't make any difference. And then you wear something a little bit attractive, you know, at least from the waist up. You're going to feel better about yourself. You're going to raise your physiology. You're going to be sitting up a little taller. You're going to be trying to, you know, look presentable at least. And that does something to your physiology. It does something to your confidence level. It just makes you feel great. And who knows, maybe somebody will compliment you on your necklace or on your hair or whatever. And that doesn't hurt either, you know. And I'm not saying that you should do that just for the compliments or just because you want to look nice. What I'm trying to say is that video communication, that face-to-face, is irreplaceable. That's what I'm saying to you. So rather than resist it and feel like it is nonsensical because you can just hide behind your profile picture or the gray blob that appears in your face, you're really losing out on some incredible benefits physiologically, psychologically, mentally, and socially when you don't use video. In fact, I know of one particular person that mentioned that she's upset because her company wants her to be on video. But see, that company has done the research and they understand that video is that important. So, you know, with so many free and inexpensive solutions for video chat like Skype, Google Hangouts, and Zoom, there's no reason not to switch on the video camera and have that face-to-face connection. Now, if you're having connectivity issues and that's the reason you're not using the video, try to see if you can find a solution. Maybe you have to use a different area of the house when you're doing it. Or perhaps it's the device you're using. I know I've got a few different devices, and sometimes it works if I use the Wi-Fi, and sometimes it works better if I don't use the Wi-Fi. So in other words, I just go straight off the tower of my cell phone company. And sometimes it works in different areas of the home better than others, because I'm working from home just like you are. And so you have to kind of think this through and be a little bit out of the box thinking to figure out how to make it work. But as much as you can engage in the video, the better off you're going to be in terms of you're feeling like you've been connected and you've engaged with people eye to eye. And, you know, you've been able to, you know, maybe gussy yourself up a little bit to feel good about the day. Okay. So this is really something that, you know, I'm seeing more and more employers, you know, wanting to happen is to have that video. In fact, I'll use another example of a bigger company. This is a worldwide company that had a small announcement to make. Now, they could have just sent it in an email or whatever, but they decided to do it on the video because they wanted that interconnectivity, that engagement between all of the people that were involved to be on this video chat together and be able to look at each other. So that's, you know, it's not as good as human connection face to face, but it's the next best thing since we are separated and we're dealing with these remote teams. So if you have a remote member of your team, check in with them often, as I've mentioned to you yesterday. Have some small talk and make sure that you connect eye to eye with the video as much as you are able to do so, rather than just a phone call. If you're working with clients, this is also true. They can see your expressions. They can read you better. You can read them better. It's just going to be an overall better outcome than just that vocal tone, which is sometimes quite deceiving. And then, of course, the written is definitely can get you in some hot water. And I've seen that happen before, whether it's text messages, email, or what have you. Okay. So the last piece here that I want to share before we finish up is, you know, don't be afraid of setting time frames that are going to be adequate in engaging long enough. All right. We don't have travel time anymore, so we can't make that excuse. We don't have, you know, all these other, you know, connections or meetings that we have to do at the job anymore so much. So we should be able to schedule enough time to get in everything that needs to be said, and maybe have a little breakout room with some networking, which I love to do on virtual, or maybe, you know, some time to just do a quick exercise, let maybe a round table, let everybody go around and share a victory they've had this week or a goal that they've set and they've reached. You know, let everybody have a chance to talk and to share openly and to connect with one another. And I really, really advocate on that, because this is something that is so necessary. And if you're just asked to come to a meeting and just listen, it's going to be far less engaging than if you allow everyone that opportunity to talk or to share something. And you can come up with, you know, a different challenge or question every time you meet to make it more fun and interesting. But give everyone a chance to talk, okay, as much as you are able to do that. All right, well, this is Michelle Steffes, Your Journey to Greatness, Your Routine. We will continue with these tips tomorrow. Hope you come back and join us. Have an amazing day. Keep reaching higher.